Canto 1, Krishna appears. Based on Krishna book, chapter 2. Scene 4, Kamsa's unfavorable Krishna consciousness. Kamsa, however, saw the transcendental beauty of his sister Devaki and at once concluded that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had taken shelter in her womb. She had never before looked so wonderfully beautiful. Kamsa could distinctly understand that there was something wonderful within the womb of Devaki. In this way, Kamsa became perturbed. He was sure that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would kill him in the future, and that he had now come. Kamsa thus began to think, what is to be done with Devaki? Surely she has Vishnu or Krishna within her womb. So it is certain that Krishna has come to execute the mission of the demigods. And even if I immediately kill Devaki, his mission cannot be frustrated. Kamsa knew very well that no one can frustrate the purpose of Vishnu. Any intelligent man can understand that the laws of God cannot be violated. His purpose will be served in spite of all impediments offered by the demons. Kamsa thus thought, if I kill Devaki at the present moment, then Vishnu will enforce his supreme will even more vehemently. To kill Devaki just now would be a most abominable act. No one desires to kill his reputation, even in an awkward situation. So if I kill Devaki now, my reputation will be spoiled. Devaki is a woman, and she is under my shelter. She is pregnant, and if I kill her immediately, all my reputation, the results of pious activities, and duration of life will be finished. A person who is too cruel, even in this lifetime, is as good as dead. No one likes a cruel person during one's lifetime, and after death, people curse him. So on account of one's self-identification with the body, one must be degraded and pushed into the darkest region of hell. Kamsa thus meditated on all the pros and cons of killing Devaki at this time. And so, Kamsa finally decided not to kill Devaki right away, but to wait for the inevitable future. But Kamsa's mind became absorbed in animosity against the personality of Godhead. Kamsa patiently waited for the deliverance of the eighth child, expecting to kill him, just as Kamsa had done previously with the other babies of Devaki. Thus, being merged in the ocean of animosity against the personality of Godhead, Kamsa began to think of Krishna and Vishnu while sitting, sleeping, walking, eating, working, in all the situations of his life. Kamsa's mind became so absorbed with the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that indirectly he could see only Krishna or Vishnu around him. Unfortunately, although Kamsa's mind was so absorbed in the thought of Vishnu, Kamsa is not recognized as a devotee because he was thinking of Krishna as an enemy. The state of mind of a great devotee is also to be always absorbed in Krishna, but a devotee thinks of Krishna favorably, not unfavorably. To think of Krishna favorably is Krishna consciousness. But to think of Krishna unfavorably is not Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.